Missbrauch in Beziehungen kann viele Formen annehmen. Eine davon ist Missbrauch auf einer emotionalen Ebene. Er hinterlässt meistens keine sichtbaren Spuren. Die Folgen und Schäden sind für die Betroffenen aber oftmals enorm. Emily McDonald, sie ist leitende Mitarbeiterin bei Relationships Australia in Victoria, erklärt.
It is similar to other forms of abuse in that it's about one person maintaining power and control over another person. In intimate relationships, it's characterized usually around behaviors such as extreme jealousy and possessiveness, isolating you from your friends and family, using manipulation to make you do things you don't want to do, trying to control what you think and feel, what even you might wear or who you'll see.
Sakina ist eine pakistanische Frau. In ihrer Heimat hat sie den Mann geheiratet, den sie geliebt hat, entgegen des Widerstands der Eltern. Er konnte sie überzeugen, zu ihm nach Australien zu kommen und ihre Familie zurückzulassen. In Australien angekommen, da gingen die Qualen allerdings los. Ihr Ehemann begann, komplett die Kontrolle zu übernehmen. Er hatte die Macht über die Finanzen, ignorierte ihre Wünsche und machte sie letztlich für Schwierigkeiten verantwortlich.
I came here on my own. I spent all of my money just because I used to work overseas in Pakistan. I spent all of the money to him and to his family. I just cried in front of him that please understand me. He was controlling. He didn't allow me to go anywhere. He didn't even open an account.
Eine Vielzahl an Verhaltensweisen werden dem seelischen Missbrauch zugeschrieben. Einschüchterung, Kontrolle, Isolation oder Manipulation einer anderen Person. Psychologin und Buchautorin Monique Tohi nennt emotionale Misshandlungen schleichend und heimtückisch, weil sie in den meisten Fällen von außen nicht gesehen werden können.
So it can involve a regular pattern of nasty comments or the use of words and or behaviors that make someone feel threatened. Bullying is a part of it, so verbal bullying, constant criticism, as well as a really insidious form of emotional abuse, which is intimidation, shaming and manipulation. So shaming and manipulation are actually quite common, and both involve the abuser blaming. It could be a partner or a colleague or an employee for an action or inaction when they've actually not done anything wrong.
Für Einwanderer kommen oft noch zusätzliche Schwierigkeiten hinzu. In vielen Fällen haben die Betroffenen kaum oder keinen Zugang zu Hilfseinrichtungen. Jumana El-Matra, sie leitet das australische Zentrum für die Menschenrechte muslimischer Frauen, gibt zu bedenken.
The language barrier is a problem, but also failure to understand the culture is a problem. And a lot of women, for example, will believe that in my culture it is okay for a man to guide my behavior. But what they mean when they say guide my behavior may actually be abusive. In the same way that some women think that men in their culture are responsible for the money, but actually what they're doing is financial abuse.
Das Problem in vielen Missbrauchsfällen ist die gefühlte Auswegslosigkeit. Die Opfer suchen nicht die Auswege, weil sie befürchten, ohne den Partner mit nichts dazustehen. Für die betroffene Sakina sind die Folgeschäden des Missbrauchs enorm.
That's a main problem. I still have traumas attacked. I'm still having a lack of confidence in me. And just because to save my relation, I was like, you know, just don't give me anything. Just save, you know, give my relation back. Please give my relation back. I'm totally lost. Not just because of everything had happened to me, but still I'm tired of begging in front of him to just give me my relation back.
Die Narben, die emotionaler Missbrauch hinterlassen kann, die gelten auch bei Experten als real und lange anhaltend. Teilweise mit sehr schlimmen Folgen, sagt Psychologin Tohi.
So in many cases, consistent emotional abuse results in depression and anxiety. Insomnia, so just staying awake worrying about what to do next or is there something wrong with me? And in really serious cases, a consequence can be post-traumatic stress disorder. And I'm actually seeing that more and more, particularly with workplace emotional abuse.
Sakina ist einer dieser extremen Fälle, der manchmal sogar im Suizid enden kann.
I've lost my weight. I don't care whatever I'm eating. I'm totally isolated. I don't want to do anything. Seriously, I don't want to do anything. I better die, not to be alive.
Was in der Realität oft nicht leicht, aber von den Experten in jedem Fall empfohlen wird, ist bei vertrauenswürdigen Freunden, Verwandten und auch bei Fachleuten Hilfe zu suchen.
So often trustworthy friends and family members who can see more clearly, who are outside of the dynamic of the relationship you're in with the particular person. But a really easy first point for people is the internet. It can be a useful and quick tool. Your local GP and talking about how a particular relationship is making you feel and perhaps being referred to a counsellor or a psychologist to talk through it and get a qualified opinion and start to access some support about what to do about it.
Auch Relationships Australia bietet eine Vielzahl an Unterstützungen für Einzelne und für Paare an. Emily McDonald gibt aber zu bedenken.
It may need the person who is experiencing the emotional abuse to come along on their own first to work out really what they want to do. Because it is a power issue, power and control issue, it's not an easy thing to bring your relationship along when you're actually the person who is experiencing emotional abuse.
Sakina, die zum Opfer von Missbrauch geworden ist, lebt derzeit in einer Krisenunterkunft. Die Hilfe der dortigen Betreuer hilft ihr, mit dem Erlebten umzugehen. Das entstandene Trauma zu verarbeiten, das wird aber noch lange dauern.
They helped me a lot. They helped me in many ways. They have given me shelter here. They are taking care of me. They are so helpful. They are doing counseling as well. I want to be positive, but still it's a gap. It's a long way to go.